Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy.
Yeah, you are now tuned in to the real Sean Ross Talk Show and Jam Session with Sean MacDaddy Ross. And yours truly, DJ Sir J Boogie. Let's go!
John Ross. John Ross. John Ross to no limit.
And you tuned in.
John Ross.
And you tuned in.
Mean team in the building. Mean team, Sean Ross. Mean team, Sean Ross. Mean team in the building.
Central State and Omega Psi Phi, stand up.
Hey. We into the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show. What's going on in Jam Session? Jay Boogie, what's good? I see you in the building.
What's up, man? You know, me and team in the building. What's going on with you?
Man, I can't complain. Another beautiful day, another great show. We're about to get into it from the rooter to the tutor. Shouts out to Tiffany Menard and Miss Akeisha Baker in the building.
Yes.
Yay. Hello.
Ladies.
Hey, Tiffany. Ladies
Tiffany.
First is in the building.
Sean. Hi, how are you? I'm fine, y'all.
All right. I'm good. I'm blessed to see another day. God
I'm doing
is good.
Great.
Jesus is Lord, and this is the year of favor. And favor is not only fair when you're not the person receiving that favor. That part.
Amen.
So, Jay Boogie, talk to me a little bit. What's going on in your neck of the woods, man? Tell me something good. What we got going on?
Man, you know, I'm in-house DJ at Cafe 4212 on Alameda Road here in Houston, Texas. So I'm there, Friday through sometimes Sunday because we got day parties, but definitely Friday night I'm doing old school hip hop, and Saturday I'm playing live with a band every Saturday night. So it's all good, man. It's all good.
That's not. What's up with the new artists out there? What are we doing with them? What's going on with them?
Man, we're trying to get stuff going, man. I think she might be who we need to be talking to. You know, she got it popping in Detroit with the new artist.
I got the Hot Flows music video show popping off on 3 TV stations down here on mainstream TV, TV 38 WADL. Come on every other Friday at 1 a.m., and then I come on every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Comcast 18, and every Monday at 10 p.m. on TV 68. We got that popping off, and then I'm working on a radio vocational school. So I'm working on that, too. So it's all
hot.
Over the place, doing a lot of things. And then I'm on that girls' chat with Carol Dorsey. I'm the head host for that. It's a talk show that's going to be also airing on TV as well. And I'm on your show, The Real Sean Ross, DJ Sir Boogie, and Tim, you know?
Hey.
That part.
Bringing that celebrity news. You did.
There it is. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
She's quiet.
Miss Menard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tiffany. She's ready.
I'm here.
She's ready to put somebody in the hot seat. That's all. She ready to put somebody in the hot seat.
I'm ready to get these hot topics going.
There it is.
Hot topics it is. Okay. Well, there it is.
All right. So what do you guys think about, I saw that Tiffany Haddish will be hosting the and producing Kids Say the Darnest Things. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's a good look. I like Tiff. I like Tiffany. I like her energy and everything. Very positive lady. She grind from the bottom on up, you know. She made her way, and I think that's a good look for her.
Yeah, she's definitely a role model.
Now, wasn't that just Pete Cosby's show, right? Was that Cosby's old show, I think?
I think so.
It might have a little relevance. I like Tiffany because, her story.
For a while, Kids Did the Darndest Things.
Yeah, I think how's
good. Yeah, that's a good look.
It's somewhat similar.
Yeah, that's a good look. Her energy is authentic, so yeah, that'd be a good look.
Yeah, and she comes from a hard place, you know, how she was raised, you know, not compromising your parent and being, I guess, well, I don't want to paraphrase. I'm going to let her, I'm gonna get her on here so she can tell her story. But some people congregate to say,
what?
She came from foster home, foster care, grew up in, from foster care home, and then, you know, then she... Then, you know, she hooked up back with her biological siblings and relatives, and from that point on, it's been that. And then she just never gave up. I remember one time sitting with her in the car, and, you know, she just shared her story with me, and it was just phenomenal because we were both working for $2.50, so... and, you know, hey, trying to get that foe for foe. But I'm so amazed at her accomplishments. I give her mass kudos.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we need
shout out to
right
Tiffany Addis. Tiffany, if you can hear my voice. Oh yeah, she coming. She said she coming. She coming.
Okay.
So
okay.
What else is up? What else you got for us, Tiffany?
So I was watching a video where they were talking about how kids are missing out on their childhood due to the technology. So I wanted to know, what are some things you guys remember from doing in your childhood that the kids today don't get to experience?
Butt whooping.
Going outside, jumping.
Yeah, playing, you know, that's when we go back down memory lane. Mm-hmm. Kids, they don't go outside and play basketball no more hardly. Just to fraternize, the boy scouts. You know, I remember the boy club. They don't participate.
They don't camp no more. They don't go camping.
Fishing.
Socially, they don't know how to interact, like, because they interact mostly online, in my opinion. You know, and so it's different, like. I'm wondering when they get to dating age, how it's going to be. Are they going to be asking them out through the computer, or are they going to be scared to talk to them? Because now, I DJ, so I do younger events, and they all just stand around on their phone all night. Like, I got to kind of get them to dance. Like, come on, y'all, put the phones away. Like, Dave Chappelle won't even let people bring phones into his events because nobody connects or interacts, especially them. You know, they're growing up like that. So,
and kids don't have a curfew.
But they don't?
Right.
No, these kids don't have no curfew.
What?
You have to be in when the street lights come
on,
the street pole.
Yeah, they out here wild.
Yeah, I think they're missing out on the important communication aspect. Like, they're not really being able to build strong relationships.
Well, how do we fix that? What steps can we do? Or, you know, just as, because this is my thing. It takes a village to raise a child. You know, I believe in that African proverb. So I like to see us get back to, especially in the neighborhood, on the street, we knew each other. We knew the neighbors. And if they saw you cutting up the street, that beat you home. You know, so we got to get back to that, I believe. But I don't know. What do y'all think?
Spare the rod, spoil the child. Spare the rod, spoil the child.
The Bible often
took
the side of a child. Too.
They took the wood out of it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I feel losing it. They're losing it. I mean, through social media, TV. I mean, what's the faith-based component of it, you know? Where family used to take time out to acknowledge one another, sharing and caring, and then, you know, broken homes. You see more single moms than you see single dads. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's rough.
And the new daddies to these kids.
We need some balance. We need balance. And get active in the communities. Just get active. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
well, everybody, hold on one second. I want to pay these couple of bills, you know, so we can stay on the air. You know, because, hey, we want to keep the real Sean Ross. Live radio and talk show and jam session with DJ Sir J, Boogie, Tiffany Menard, and this IQ Sir Baker on. And we don't want this man to go haywire on this. So, hey, hey, let's, hold on 1 second, y'all. Let's go.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E. You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step-by-step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday Fun Night, and Saturday Brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless Mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Yes, indeed. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back in the building trying to get this show going. We going. It is on and official. Now, is it time? I keep you ready. You ready?
Yep, you know I got that celebrity news.
Celebrity news.
Off.
All right, go ahead, y'all.
But now I
got
to ask y'all, fellas, though.
Okay.
I got to ask y'all now. Now, y'all know it's playoff, NBA. I'm trying to figure out who y'all got, Raptors or the Bucks. You know, the game is on tonight, and it's going down. And I just want to say shout out to the Raptors for the Eastern Conference semifinals. They won that division, all of that. But I think I'm going to have to gear towards the Bucks for the playoffs. Who y'all got?
Oh, I was born there, so don't go there. I was born in the Bay with Mac Dre. That part.
Oh, okay.
I'm
going to
go
with
State Warriors.
Okay.
Yeah.
You going with the Warriors?
West
you think they going to, you predicting they win the championship?
We're going to win it in six.
Okay. What about you, Boogie?
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to have to go with the Warriors, you know. Yeah, probably so.
Yeah,
shout out to
E40. 40
wide.
I think I'm gonna go with J Boogie. I'm with the Warriors.
You rolling with the Warriors?
Okay. Well, Jim,
now the Bucks been holding them up now.
they ain't wasting no time. I gotta give it to them.
Man,
the Bucks got their hands. So they got their hand. They did good, but the Bucks got their hands full with Toronto at home. Score for everybody that might be listening, 80-74. Mm-hmm. Toronto, less than 20 seconds going to third quarter.
It's going down,
ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. I am waiting. We had another special guest. I'm trying to figure out something. Hey, J Boogie, what was that you was mentioning about this contest?
Which one were you with? What are you talking about?
Mr. Mace, NBA Young Boy.
Oh, Mr. Mace. Oh, well, yeah, they want everybody to, you know, check them out online on Instagram. Mr. Mace and NBA Young Boy got a new song. They're looking for a feature. I believe the song is going to be on Master P's new soundtrack for I Got the Hook Up Too. So, yeah, that's what they're doing, city to city. It's a talent hunt. But basically, you got to get the information from them online on Instagram. You know, I think it's GDB Boss, like G is in Goat, D is in David, B is in Boy, and then Boss. Y'all know how to spell Boss, B-O-S-S, like Boss Hog Outlaws, you know, like Slim Thug the Boss. Shout out to Slim Thug.
Got that bag in the shoe.
Okay.
Can I drop 12 bars? I want to drop 12 bars on it. Can I drop 12 bars?
Go ahead.
No, I'm just talking. I'm just playing. I can't drop no bars. I'm just talking.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Go ahead. Let's see. I know you can. Go ahead and try.
I can't.
I keep. Go ahead.
Hey, listen. Hey, look. That ain't my lane. I'm just sitting up here talking for real. All I know is cat.
Speaking of that, I heard Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood. Shout out to Big Boy out in L.A. I heard he's taking a busload of people to see the premiere of Master P's movie when it dropped. I heard
dope.
That. The grapevine.
That's
man.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I heard something like that too. Look like we all of us are gonna be in. I got to hook up 3. That's a promise.
Oh, yeah, I need
I'm
to make
down.
My debut.
Definitely.
I got okay. I'm just so tickled pink. And also, what else did I was gonna mention? Reference. One thing I always say about P. Miller, he always know how to reinvent himself, always stay in the limelight, making it happen. I got the hook of 2, got the bag entertainment. Also, 10K going to be on that soundtrack, too.
That's right.
Shout out to our program director, Ms. Lisa Stewart, in the building. And shout out to Elaine for on her birthday. I heard the Bruhs got something going on good in Detroit. I just want to give a shout out to the Bruhs down in Atlanta, Georgia, that's listening. All the Bruhs in the ATL, they're going to have that Sharesucker weekend this weekend down in Atlanta. Be safe, drink responsible.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
You got to be kidding me. Really?
Yeah,
you just
comes
on when
it's talking about that Seersucker and Sundress party. The annual.
Yep.
Yes, that's going to be off the hook. Off the chain.
But we're about, you told me, but hey, we're about to get
hello?
Started, y'all.
Hello?
Hey, Amir. America,
hello?
My boy.
Hi.
Yes,
hello?
Ms. Angela.
Hello.
Am
Ms.
I on
Angela
air?
Just have, you are on
am
air.
I on
you
ear?
Just live.
Okay.
You are.
All right.
You are on
hi.
Air live.
Hey.
So let's give it to you like this. Welcome to the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session, and we have the none but other beautiful comedian extraordinaire, health concierge, Miss Angela Means. In the boom boom room. Hey, welcome,
hello.
welcome.
Hi.
Thank you. Hang on, you guys. I'm at work. You said 8 o'clock.
Seven o'clock.
Gotta give me 10 minutes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Right, you need 10 minutes. We'll call back in 10 minutes. We'll say the last portion for you. Go ahead, 10 minutes, and Dougie Fresh, you're on. All right. Hey, that's Angela Means. Yeah, matter of fact, let's hit that mix and then we get right back to it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all stay tuned. You want to introduce the mix?
Yeah, this
is before we go to
dedicated.
The mix, but we didn't finish the celebrity news because I got some more celebrity news.
So speaking of basketball, Lamar Odom admits that he is addicted to sex and he slept with over 2,000 women. Now, what do y'all think about that? I think that's kind of a little bit of a low blow, you know what I'm saying, due to, you know, HIV and STDs and all that stuff is in high demand. And that's kind of a little steep to hear something like that. Over 2,000 women, and most of them was like exotic dancers and stuff like that. So it's like, wow, really?
Mm.
What y'all got to say about that one?
I hope he got
y'all lost for words.
Yeah, I don't know. I would never want to. I don't think I can. 2,000 women? Woo-wee. He done had
and
a fucking good
time. And the drugs
keep
him going.
Wow. Papa was a rolling stone. Where he left his head was.
Like.
Oh, I don't know.
No, wait.
Glad
now,
to
Will,
see him.
Will,
no, I'm going to
Will Chamberlain had what? Will Chamberlain was in a different era, but he had what, 10,000, I believe.
Yeah, 10,000. Will Chamberlain. I mean,
yeah.
2,000 is believable, but 10,000. Will Chamberlain, NBA, NBA money, you know, hey. Over 2,000.
Yeah, that's
God bless
right
his
there.
Heart.
I couldn't believe it when I say, wow. He's something.
Well, he ain't going to
Y'all
bed. I mean, I think he's. Yeah, that part. That part. For real. That part. That part. Say that one more time. That part. Woo! I know something. On another note, I heard on some sad news, I heard they were shooting at an NBA YoungBoy event. And I thought that was crazy. I mean, you know, they got the big contest going on.
So
Yo Gotti.
And
was anybody hurt
in Atlanta?
Oh
no,
wow,
was
that's
hurt.
A lot.
Yo Gotti in Tennessee, his tour bus got shot up in front of the hotel when nobody on the bus. And YF and Lucci was in Georgia, and they shot his, I guess his mother's car or something like that. They say the car is in his mother's name, the Benz truck or something. Yeah, so that all happened last night.
Wow. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Since we're talking about, since we're in the rap business, I have none other than the other young man that is on that track, the creator of the track. Mr. Mace of Got That Bag Entertainment is in the building. What's up, Mr. Mace?
What's going on, man? Talk to me, man.
What's up, Mace?
I mean, is they feeling the track? They like the track? They love the track?
Oh yeah. We were told that we're supposed to get the people to definitely tune in before we introduce them to the track, but we plan on introducing the track. But we wanted to get to all the bells and whistles about this contest. We heard it's going to jump off in North Carolina this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Like, North Carolina is the first stop of many. You know what I'm saying? Again, for all my listeners, if you want to be a part, if you think you got enough to win that verse on the NBA Young, all y'all got to do is follow the direction, and we come into your city, and we're going to turn up in your city. But our first stop is this Saturday, Charlotte, North Carolina. We in the building, man. GDB, 10K, squad, man. We in there.
All right. Y'all heard it, ladies and gentlemen, on the Real Live Radio Talk Show. Hey, DJ Sir J Boogie, tell them what to call, what they got to do. Watch how J Boogie break it down. J Boogie, what they need to do?
They need to get it, y'all, on Instagram and Facebook, man. Got that bag. What is it? Hashtag GDB Boss, right?
Yeah, they gotta follow me on
Instagram. And then IG is at GDB dot Boss. Am I right?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah. GDB Boss.
Okay,
yeah.
I can memorize. That's how many people was in my inbox though, man. So y'all gonna have to hurry up and get the winner, man, because they blowing my inbox up. Keisha, you too, right?
Oh yeah, they
yeah.
told me loose. On Facebook, all in my inbox, comments, and everything. So you need to come to the D with it, the dirty D. When you swinging Detroit's way?
Oh, we can come. That's not a problem. That's not a problem. We can we coming to Detroit. We want to hit. I really want to hit all 50 states, if it's possible.
Oh, okay.
If it's in
yeah.
It.
You sound like a presidential campaign, right? From Street Affiliation to Government Association, that part, that way. Well, Mr. Mace, any other? Hey, I approve the message. Mr. Mace, is there any good news you want to say? Or can you give America your tag?
Oh, of course, man. Like, number one, man, foremost, y'all be on the lookout. Make sure y'all go cop that. Y'all got to go cop that. I got to hook up two soundtracks. You know what I'm saying? I blessed the soundtrack. 10K's on now. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to get our first platinum plaques off this soundtrack. So I'm going to need everybody. Everybody that's a fan, old fans, new fans, make sure y'all go cop that soundtrack. Because it's a lot of talent on the soundtrack. It's a lot of talent in the movie. You know what I'm saying? I got to give my props out to the boy, Master P, Percy Miller, you know what I'm saying, for doing his thing, putting us in a great position. Man, it's up to us. to put in that leg work. That's what we're doing. We got go to the website. What's the website? GDB.net. Yo, GDB.net, man. Like, we putting all the shows. We working on a couple of tours. We getting together. We doing our in-house tour, and we also going to be a part of, I got the hookup too, tour also. Everything like merchandise. We got shirts. You know what I'm saying? We go, we doing the car shows. We doing the car. Like, we even bringing our models to your city, doing the car wash drives and all that. Man, we're going to have everything available on the internet as far as, like, our website, the Facebook page, Mr. Mace Music. We got Instagram, @GDBBoss, and 10K The Movement. They're my two Instagrams. Make sure y'all go follow them. Stay in tune. We're getting up on our promotional game, and we need y'all help, of course. And plus, we're giving y'all great music. I mean, what else
y'all want? Are y'all in the movie? Y'all in the movie, too? Or?
No.
Okay. That's all right.
We will be in the
next. Okay.
They ain't campaign for I got the hookup 3. They in a campaign for that one, y'all. So we're going to definitely turn up. Yes, indeed. Uh-huh. Yes, indeed. I can't believe. Yeah. Say no more. Well, Mr. Mace, it's always a pleasure. Feel free to drop in. You know, we love you in the Boom Boom Room, the real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session with the Posse. We man, you got to stay in the building. Stay around, man. You know, we want you to come back. Tell my nephew, CK, we miss him, man.
Until they get tired of hearing my name, but, man, we going to make Got That Bag a household name, man. We the new No Limit, man. That way.
All right. That way. And we're going to get you up in Detroit, too. We got to get the Posse up there with Miss Beck on her three TV shows.
Let's make it happen.
That's right.
I love Trick. That's my nigga. Trick. Shout out Trick.
Yes, shout out Trick.
All right, there it is. What's up, Trick? Up in the D, here we come. In the Q's Boat Ride, third week in June, we'll be up there. We'll be hosting the Mac and Book Show. We'll be up in the motor. Definitely, you better make sure you tell a friend where you're being. Got That Bag Entertainment, the new No Limit. We out here. Hey, we about to take it to DJ Sir J Boogie's Hot Mix. Y'all check it out Friday. Y'all stay tuned. And let's get it on like this, y'all. Here we go.
Non-stop boogie.
Trying to see another day. Trying to find a better way.
Ring, 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 ring Give it up, my team. Y'all give it up for Miss Angela Means.
What's happening, y'all?
Hey, we're glad to have you on the Real Sean Russell Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session. I have Miss Aikisha Baker all the way from Detroit, co-host Tiffany Menard all the way from Mansfield, and they're all in the building. DJ Sergey Boogie all the way from Houston, and we got another artist in the building. Mr. Mace, and we all want to say thank you for being in the building.
Alabama, stand up.
I'm not in the building.
So, Angela, we have...
I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A. Yeah, L.A. doing your thing. Well, we got a couple of hot questions for you, so I'm going to let Tiffany go first, and then I'll let everybody get a question
in.
Hi, Tiff. We'll...
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, how are you doing?
Really good. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. So like Sean said, I got a couple of questions for you. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
What?
I know who she is. I can take this one. I'll take this one.
Okay.
I know who you is, Angela. This is Aikisha from the Dirty D.
Y'all have? Okay.
I just had to say this. House Party 3. Friday, because House Party 3 is my family favorite. We watched it every day.
Yeah.
No, we did. The homework is there. That's just a... don't shoot me, Andrew. Don't shoot me.
I'm just messing with y'all. Y'all know I'm a comedian. Y'all ask...
Yeah.
Okay, are you interviewing me or... Hello?
Yeah, this is the interview. This is official interview.
Baby.
Go ahead. Question.
All right. So I saw that you were into vegan cooking. What made you go vegan, and how long have you been vegan?
Well, I've been vegan most of my life. And after my mom died of liver cancer, I really revved it up, and I started my business when my son left the University of Miami. And I've been vegan literally most of my life. We ain't supposed to be eating animals. We're too beautiful to be putting dead carcass in it. We're electric. You put that as acid in you. That's why everybody's sick.
Mm-hmm.
People ain't sick like this in other countries.
I love the food.
Yeah, you are electric. That's why when they do the heart thing and they shoot you with electricity, it's because you're electric. And meat is acidic. That's why everybody's inflamed and angry and. You know, it's all acid that you're eating. Now, the elephant and a gorilla ain't supposed to eat meat. Why would the most supreme being on the planet be eating a dead raccoon? I mean, think about it. Or chicken. Like, that's carnage. A dead cat. It's not for beautiful living kings and queens. Our body is a temple. It's beautiful. You're going to put all that violent death in it? Come on, man. Come on, man. We can't do that.
Wow.
I was too.
What is this? Two taco place? Okay. Write the word two, because that'll look like a number. So when you eat that meat, y'all got to watch What the Hell. That made me want to bring this food to the hood, and that's what we did at first. We were on in a donut shop. We opened up not too far from Nipsey's place on Crenshaw. We were less than a mile from him, and
wow,
it was and they was charging me an arm and a leg in the donut shop. They charged me $4,000 to rent a kitchen in the donut shop, but they didn't think I was gonna last that long. They bet that I was gonna last 2 months, but they ain't know. It's when you're on a mission, work ain't nothing. So I opened, and, you know, they did everything they could to get me out, because then they saw, I was like, oh, shit, she for real. We can't get her out of here. They weren't supposed to rent to me because they weren't supposed to sublet, so they were committing fraud. And then once they saw, I was like, oh, snap. I told them, I was like, I'm famous. Everybody's interested in vegan food. And then 6 months later, it was lions coming out of both doors, and they put me out.
Non-stop boogie.
Wow, that's incredible.
I got a question.
Do what?
Was this the Jackfruit Cafe, or is this something different?
This is Jackfruit Cafe. We're in a food truck now. Oh shit, I put it in the barbecue in the buffalo. If she wants to wait, I mean, I can give her this buffalo one. Tell her,
She wants to
eat his ass.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I love it.
I thought y'all said 8 o'clock. I know, right? I wish I could taste this. And then we interview, because my food is so bomb. It's vegan food, but it's just straight food. It's whole food. Like,
I'm coming there.
All right. Okay, baby. The calendar is at jackfruitcafe.com, and it's right there on the landing page, and we ain't hiding, because I'm not hiding this. And everybody, after they eat it, they like, damn, that's good. That's vegan food. Vegan food is just food. It's just food, and it's whole food. We don't do nothing processed. Processed food is processed food is, I mean, it's straight garbage, and they're not going to tell us, because they don't want you to get to your Social Security. They want to keep that for them. And on top of it, you can't thrive without energy. You're supposed to be, the itis comes from eating the wrong foods. Your food is your fuel. You're supposed to eat foods and have energy, not you know, go to sleep. You're supposed to go build a retaining wall. You know,
that's,
you're supposed
that's like
to, yeah, for real, that's real.
For years, yeah.
Food food is fuel. KRS-One been saying it for years. Beef. When will this
product
see?
Uh-huh.
What
a
relief. Yeah, uh-huh. So if we don't,
so what is your,
if we don't stop, I'm listening, baby.
I was going to ask you, what is your favorite vegan dish to make?
I was just about to ask that, too.
I love our tacos. Our tacos never get old. They our shells are amazing. You don't even know that you're not eating meat. Like, we use jackfruit. Jackfruit is the world's largest tree fruit. When we cook it before a rice, it takes on this meat-like texture. I use about 15 different spices in it. I cook it real fast and real high on a professional grill. So the reason you like meat is because of the seasoning. Ain't nobody eat no chicken breast. Unless you,
I don't know,
eat chicken breast without no seasoning.
Or carnival.
You know? Yes, exactly. So I season it just like meat. I get the texture just like meat. And then afterwards you feel good. Yeah. And it has all the nutrients. It's got minerals. You don't need protein. Protein is a key word they use to push their meat on you. Protein is the reason that dialysis is the number one growing business in America. You eat all the
That's everywhere.
But protein clogs up your kidneys. So the standard American diet, what they're trying to push on us, got everybody sick. The standard American diet, if you look at the acronym, standard S, American A, diet D, spells sad. So, you know,
that is so true.
It's true, and they messing with us with that, too. They know it's sad, but if they keep you eating it, then they keep you sick. They keep your high blood pressure going. We got people off their high blood pressure medication. We got them off their insulin. We got them off. We got them off their crazy pills. We got them off I hate everybody pills. We got them off the I hate myself pills. We got you off the
wow.
Okay, I got to. Yeah, we got people happy. We got people moving forward. We got people losing weight. We got people just for the first time in their life they can put one and one together and it makes sense. So when you eat that pig, when you eat that cow, when you eat that goat,
mm-hmm.
what happens is you calcify your pineal gland. Your pineal gland can't take all of that, so then it gets calcified, and you lose all your instinct. You lose your third eye. When you don't eat meat, that gland, the meat calcifies glands in your body. That's where the cancer comes from. When you don't eat meat, that third eye, it's, oh, my God. You can sit there, two vegans can literally sit there and talk to each other without even talking.
Wow.
But then you got to add the detox.
Wow.
You got to add the herbs. It's herbs and fruit that heal us. You know, you consult your Bible, and it says he can restore us, he can rejuvenate us. And the way he does it is through food. If you look at Genesis 1:29, the seeds are used for our meat. Grow your meat, right? And it restores us. You can't be restored. You can't move forward if you're putting dead pig inside of you. Take a celery stump, put it in some water. In 3 days, it's going to grow back. That's because vegetables and fruit can rejuvenate themselves. Now, take a pig's foot, cut it off, put it in some water, and see what's going to happen in 3 days. Why are you going to put that in your body? Why you put that in your body? Your body's 98 degrees. Now you got a dead pig rotting inside your body. And you are meat. So meat is the same. You put meat inside of meat, it ain't going nowhere. It's going to stick to you because it can't recognize the chicken over you. So that meat just sticks there. Now you've got rotting chicken just up in the fold.
Oh,
up in the,
man.
Now it turns into body mold, into all this bacteria and all these toxins. And then your body says, I know, get it out this way. It goes to the weakest part of your body, whether it's the breath, whether it's the brain, whether it's the lungs, whether it's wherever, it's going to go there. Come on, guys, I'm proud. Come on. So then it goes there, and it can't get out. So it sits there, and it sits there. And that body part is weak already. So now you got toxins and bacteria. And then the doctor tells you, you know what? He's not going to tell you it's toxins and bacteria. What he's going to tell you, you got cancer. And then the next thing, and all you got to do is eat a bunch of blueberries. Bunch of blueberries. You get rid of it. You just max out on blueberries. And I've seen it over and over and
come
over.
Come on.
I got a tea that will cure everything in your body, but you got to drink it all day long. You drink it, and all those herbs, what those herbs do is they squash inflammation. There's only one disease, constipation and inflammation, that leads to mucus in the body.
Mucus.
It's all,
Dr.
Sebi
talked about mucus. Yeah.
Yes, and it's all obvious. It's all obvious, but they're not going to tell you because they need you sick. They're not healing nobody. They're creating customers. So they go to medical school to medicate all. Medicate all. So that's all they're learning how to do is medicate you. They're not learning how to heal you. And the only way you can heal is through fruit and herbs. That's the only way the body heals. Through fruit and herbs, and you can get all these chemicals in you, and you can start masking stuff, but you're never going to get rid of whatever it is that you had in the first place.
The root of it, yeah.
I mean, I could go on and on and on.
I'm about to book my flight. I'm booking my flight.
People ask
I'm
me
ready.
All the time.
She made me want to go vegan.
How do you go vegan?
I'm going vegan.
Just take the meat.
I'm going vegan,
Angela. Just take the meat out.
They
sell
jackfruit,
you know where I go
at
to
the grocery store where I live.
Bam, there you go. You don't. Your body does not need protein to survive. Your body needs potassium. Your body needs magnesium. Your body needs vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin B. That's what your body needs. The protein is just a piece of the amino acid chain. That's just a little piece. So they're just telling you to take a piece of the amino acid. I mean, if you want all, protein is an amino acid. So you If you want to eat the amino acids, eat all of them. Eat the lysine and all of it together. But to break it up like that, it really does your body no good. The gorilla does not eat meat, and that motherfucker will rip your head off. You tell me he's not strong?
Right.
The elephant does not eat meat. The racehorse, what does he eat all day?
Fruit.
Grass. He just sits there nibbling on grass, and he will outrace Usain Bolt. He will run all day. So, I mean.
That is so true.
And we're so much more superior. We're goddesses. And Africa, we didn't eat meat like this.
Well, what is your take on rice? What about rice? What's your take on rice?
Well, the only rice
and milk
that you should be eating is basmati or wild rice. Wild rice is actually grain. What happens with rice? And you got to watch out for things that are being processed in China, because a lot of it that's getting back here is plastic.
You know that they take
the chickens? The majority of the chickens killed here in America are shipped to China to be processed and then shipped back. And China don't like us. So we sending our food to China. And then China say, here you go, here's where you're taking.
Wow.
She makes me want to go vegan. Go vegan, sis.
You can't even imagine.
I'm going vegan.
Every single person that goes plant based that gives up meat, you know what they say to me? I don't know why I didn't do this sooner. You might as well. You eating dead dog. You go to a restaurant, half of that is dog and cat. So if that makes you go, then why can't eating a cow make you go, ugh?
What type of food do you suggest to get?
Just food, whole food that grows out of the ground.
Okay.
Just living. Living
life,
food.
Life brings life, death brings death.
I can't hear you now. I'm back in my kitchen with the fan.
I was just saying that life brings life, death brings death. Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, I stepped away to raise my son, and I feel like everything that I've done in my life has brought me to this point. My name is Angela, which means messenger of God. So any message that I have is the right message. It's not for me. We do pretty good in this truck in terms of making money, but the message is from God. I trust and believe that. I could be doing other things. I could be doing a hell of a lot of other things for Angie, but I'm called to this. People are like, why are you doing it? Because I was called. Because somebody has to do it. So I feel like, you know, I stepped away from everything 20 years ago when I had my son. He's so special. I just couldn't leave him with no babysitters. And, you know, he was this incredible young man. So I raised him, but the whole way I was like, I know you got me when this is done. And then that Bob Felicia thing came back. So we done flipped it from Bob Felicia to Bob Flesh. And I'm using that.
Come on, Angela.
But it's a mission. I know that I'm called for this because I'm not selfish. And it's not about me. If I'm looking and I'm seeing, and like when we fighting each other, it's just if you listen to Beef by KRS-One, just look up the lyrics.
Favorite song.
Just look up the lyrics. Just let them know I'm doing an interview, and I apologize. Tell them to grab some water. I mean, a beverage or something on me. Y'all costing me money. I'm gonna mess up some orders.
Oh, watch out now, Angela. But Angela, let me say this, Angela. I am so emphatic. I'm in awe. I can't even. I'm tongue twisting right now. But I just want to. What is your thoughts about Dr. Sabi? Did you follow Dr. Sabi? And before I get to Dr. Sabi,
I just want you to know
that we want rice for you to. Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
Can I just give you one piece of advice that Dr. Sabi? I asked Dr. Sabi, what can I tell the people? And you know what he told me to tell them?
What's that?
Listen. He said it just like that. Tell them to listen. You must listen.
Listen.
You must
that's how you sound, too.
He said, listen. Listen. Don't ever not listen. You must listen. That's with his advice. And so when people ask me, what's your best advice? Listen, motherfucker. You got two ears and one mouth. Y'all better do like Dr. Sabi said, listen. Because you can't. If you just talking about what you know, then you're just going to stay with what you know. And
right.
You're not going to learn anything. You're just going to keep knowing what you know. If you keep saying, you know, you don't listen, then that's all you're going to know is what you know. And however you learned it. But when you listen, you're going to learn outside.
Well, you know, you got one mouth and two ears, so you're supposed to listen twice as much as you talk.
Damn.
See
what you're saying?
Yeah.
See what you just said.
That part. Angela, we got to get you back. I got to get you back. This
game
is so deep. We said we're going to be about
game.
Healthy living today. What you're speaking is prophetic. It, to me, it's gospel. I feel that we should lose everything
Absolutely.
That we socially learned before growing up, detox and throw it out, and get the real gospel
yep.
of eating healthy. And I believe Angela means, I think your name is a messenger.
Thank you, baby.
Go ahead.
I just
What's
let
your
them
tag?
Know y'all can hit me up at Jackfruit Cafe or Angela Monica Means, all one word on Instagram. But all of that comes to my assistant's phone, but I get everything. I get everything.
Hey,
I'm
going to
go on Instagram.
Jackfruit Cafe, all one word. Jack.
I'm there.
Fruit Cafe. Any questions? You know, I have expert detox specialists I can refer you to, and that's the next thing that you have to do. Once you go vegan, you still have to detox that stuff out your body.
Okay.
So we have to do the detox process.
So
okay. So if we should we go cold turkey or do it in phases?
Okay.
How do we make that transformation? That's my last question.
Start with Meatless Monday. Start there. Every Monday, no meat. What they do?
I like that.
One? Okay. Start with Meatless Monday. Apologize to tell them I'm doing an interview, honey. That's what I asked you.
I love it. I love it.
Start with Meatless Monday, and then add 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mark gets $10. I'm so sorry, sweetie. I had an interview I had to do. I'm so sorry. Start with Meatless Monday, and then go and pick a weekend day, and then you just start adding it like that. You know. Just
okay.
Start every like
okay.
do Monday, and if you're gonna do this because of me, then you got to do Monday and Friday.
Hey, Friday, that's right. Uh huh.
Okay.
You can't forget about Party 3 now.
Well, you can do it on Wednesday. That's the third day of the week.
I'm doing Mondays and Fridays
right
because
here.
Of you. Oh,
Monday
man, it's
Friday.
A pleasure. We
start there. It's always a pleasure.
I'm think I'm converting over, too. I'm going
to
transition over.
Okay.
I have to.
I'm
going
to try that.
I'll do anything for you when I can. We go back almost 25 years?
Yeah, we got 25 years in. Yeah, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, we have 25
years. Yes, indeed.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Come on, we only have 100,000 listeners, 125,000 listeners every week, but we're growing, and this is 6 weeks out. So almost 8 weeks out. So we're growing. So we're growing, and you got anytime you want to come in, you got the floor. That's how down we are.
Yeah, we
got
to bring her back. We have
to
bring her back about this.
Oh yeah, must it's a must. A must. When you got a whole hour.
Can y'all do a call in? Because I could call on Fridays, and we could do. Fridays with Felicia. If you got
okay, well, we got something on Thursday. They about to get. We're working on also another day, so most definitely. They trying to devil me up.
Okay, baby.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, hey, y'all, give me a tag. Y'all know, hey, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We love you.
Right,
we love you. We love
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
God bless you.
Bye.
Bye,
Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
She the bomb. She the bomb.com. Due to the time restraints, wasn't that phenomenal what she talked about?
Man, that's great.
I'm like vegan now.
I'm going vegan.
Going vegan. I don't have no choice.
We should all start at the same time. We can do it.
Yep. We can. We should. That's what we should do.
Let's all be accountable. Accountability partners to one another.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go say our whole camp, and we're gonna start going vegan Mondays and vegan Fridays. I think we can do 2 days.
Let's start a page on Facebook. That way we can interact all week.
And only if you truly succeed. Let's do it.
Everything, yeah.
I'm with it. No more juice. I'm going to tease detox back to tease. The cheese detox. Detox sign. TLC.
Green tea.
Total life challenges. Green tea, detox, tease, all that. Nutriverse, I'm back on the A game. Since we only got 3 minutes left, we got 4 minutes, so before we have to get off, I want everybody to give me a tag, and then I got to get back to this mix, and we're just going to close them with the mix. Is that fair? Is that fair, America?
Because,
DJ, he worked hard on it. But we just got so much information. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, that was a blessing.
So go ahead, ladies first. Tiffany.
You can find me at Tiffany Menard on all social media.
All right.
And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Aikesha Baker, IKEISHABAKER.
Boss lady.
All right. Mr. Mays. I think you're still here. Mr. Mays.
Yeah, man. The Mays is here, man. Listen here, man. Y'all can check me out, man, on Facebook, Mr. Mays Music. On IG is GDB the Boss or Booking 10K, 10K the Movement. And also, GDB the One at Gmail is where y'all send y'all submission in for the show, for the track, NBA Youngboy, and I appreciate you, America. I look forward to seeing y'all in your city. So let's make it happen. If you want to get
love,
a review, let me know. Go to at GDB Boss on Instagram. In the comments, post your IG and the city, and we're going to make it happen. Detroit, we coming to Detroit too.
Yep. Already.
All right, say no more. DJ Sir J Boogie.
At DJ Sir J Boogie. That's at DJ SirjayBoogie at DJ Sir J Boogie on all social media platforms.
All right. And if you want yours truly, y'all just find me here on the Real Sean Ross Live Radio Talk Show and Jam Session Instagram. Yeah, at SHAUNMD, Magnanny, ROSS. And Facebook, Sean Ross. Y'all find us. Here we go. But DJ Sir J Boogie, y'all stay tuned. Let's give him some more of that mix, baby.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Non-stop boogie.
Trying to see another day. Trying to find a better way.
Friday night, so everything is popping. I got 10 to spin on the hand, so let the games begin. Yakety yak.
vibrating and deep dish dating. You know how we do it. Ain't nothing to it but the floss. Overcrowded, Harrison Ross. Cause if you hook with us, we leave scars. Out of G-Ride cars, living like stars. Might hit the highway on the Vegas road.